The 15th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of Saint Paphnutti, the monk. It was on this day that the ascetic monk, Saint Paphnutti, departed. This holy father became a monk in one of the monasteries of Upper Egypt. He lived a holy life to the point that they looked to him more as an angel than as a human. He enjoyed the company of the blessed spirits of the saints, as he had a great favor before God in his prayers, and he was attracting many to join the monastic life. The grace of God moved him to travel to the inner wilderness to meet the fathers, the anchorites, and record their biographies. He rose up and walked many days in the wilderness and suffered many hardships on his way. But the angel of the Lord appeared to him often to encourage and strengthen him, until finally he reached where the fathers, the anchorites, dwelled. He saw many of them among those well known, such as Anba Timothy and Anba Nofer. He was the one to shroud Anba Nofer after his departure and bury him. He longed for the life of the anchorites and desired to remain there, but the saint Anba Nofer told him that this was not the will of God for him. But Paphnutti had to return to his monastery to inform the brethren of what he saw and heard for the benefit of the monks and those seeking the path of righteousness. Consequently, after the departure of Anba Nofer, the palm tree that he fed on its fruits fell down, and the spring of water dried up, and the cave that he lived in collapsed. And so Paphnutti returned to his monastery, but sorrowful. He persevered in the life of asceticism and worship, and finally the angel of the Lord appeared to him and called upon him to depart the eternal habitations. The brethren gathered around him and listened to many useful sayings from him, and then delivered up his pure soul. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the righteous prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, one of the 12 minor prophets, was martyred. He was from the tribe of Levi and was born in the land of Gilead. His father's name was Berechiah, who died young, and so the prophet was named after his grandfather, Iddo. He was exiled to the land of the Chaldeans, and in exile he prophesied in the 8th month, in the 2nd year of the reign of King Darius, around the year 520 BC. After the king had allowed the men of Judah to return to Jerusalem, the prophet's message was centered on strengthening the frail determination of the people to behave with the spirit of godliness and rebuild the temple. Zechariah then uncovered the glorious future of Jesus Christ, who emanated hope in them after the destruction of Jerusalem and the cities of Judah during the period of exile, which lasted 70 years. Zechariah also prophesied about the incarnation of the Word in the midst of Zion, Jesus Christ. And Zechariah prophesied about the triumphant entrance into Jerusalem by Jesus, and selling Jesus with 30 pieces of silver, and the piercing of his hands and feet, and the darkness during his crucifixion, the piercing him with the spear, and the scattering of the disciples, and his sending of the Holy Spirit. When the Jews became angry from the admonishing of this prophet, they conspired against him and killed him between the temple and the altar. As the Savior had told the scribes and the Pharisees, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. May the prayers of the prophet Zechariah be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 305 A.D. was the martyrdom of Saint Bigol the priest. This saint was born in Upper Egypt, and for his piety and good conduct, they ordained him a presbyter. His emphasis was on exhorting the people, teaching them, and confirming them in the faith. When he heard about the torment of the Christians, he went to Alexandria, where he met his namesake, the Saint Anba Bigol, the soldier, during his torture. The soldiers seized and handed him to the prefect Clausianus, who tortured and then imprisoned him. When Arminius became the governor of Alexandria, Saint Bigol the priest was brought before him, and he confessed the Lord Christ with conviction. Therefore the governor ordered that Bigol be scourged and severely tortured, but the saint endured this with peace and serenity, and the Lord performed some miracles by his hands, which the governor attributed to witchcraft, and told him, "O teacher of magic, why not abandon your witchcraft and worship the gods? For the one that you rely on cannot save you from my hands this time." Arminius the governor ordered even more severe tortures against Saint Bigol, until finally the order came to behead the saint. But Bigol said, "Now my joy has been completed, and I fulfill my priesthood, for I have served the Lord for 40 years for the sake of this hour." And the swordsman came forward and beheaded him, and thus Saint Bigol received the crown of martyrdom. A church after his name still exists in the village of Tala, west of the city of Almania. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of the consecration of the church of the 40 martyrs who were martyred in Sebaste by the hands of Emperor Licinius. It was the first church that had been built after their names, where their bodies were located in Sebaste. Saint Basil the Great consecrated it, and he also wrote their biographies and established a great feast day for them on this day. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.